Let's delve a little deeper into this hacking scandal that is really making headlines all over the world today. The media giant News Corp announced yesterday that it will close its most successful tabloid paper, the 168-year-old News of the World. There are claims that the journalists at the paper hacked into the private phones, not just of celebrities and politicians, but also of crime victims, bereaved military families, and people who were caught up in the London bombings on July 7th of 2005. Yesterday was the sixth anniversary of that terror attack, which killed 52 people. And one of the people caught up in the aftermath, Paul Dadge, you may remember him from the very famous photograph on the cover of Time magazine, published around the world, of him helping the woman burnt in the blast. She had a white mask over her face. This week, Paul was notified by police that his messages, cell phone messages, may have been hacked by journalists. And he joins us from London now. Paul, good morning. Do we have Paul?
Good morning.
Hi. Can you tell me, what did it come as a complete surprise to you when the police called you, or were you afraid that you'd been hacked?
I think originally I was a little bit... I think to begin with, I didn't have any suspicion at all, but the story originally broke that celebrities and high-profile politicians had had their phones hacked. In the last few weeks, we'd started to hear that murder victims had had their phones hacked, and it was around that time that I wondered whether people who were involved in the terrorist attacks had actually had their phones interfered with. And on Tuesday night, I received an email that told me that I'd be one of the people who'd had my phone accessed.
And what did you think when you heard that?
An element of anger and disappointment, because I'd always been somebody who'd worked with the media to help deliver their stories. So if they rang me up to ask for a comment, nine times out of ten they'd get that comment. But what I would say is that the picture of myself and the lady who was called Divinia Tull, who was in this white mask, that the story around her was huge, because she didn't actually talk to the media. So because her face was hidden behind a mask, there was this huge media pressure to get the story, and journalists had actually told me that editors had actually given them pressure to deliver the story.
And so they hacked, if your phone was hacked, you're saying that they may have hacked into it trying to reach out and contact her, get her phone number from you.
Yeah, I think so, to try and see if I'd made contact with her, because I'd receive calls all the time saying to me, can you help us get in touch with this person? To which the answer was, no, I can't. I'm more than happy to talk to you about terrorism and to help fight terrorism, not just in the UK but around the world, but I will not help you get in touch with somebody who doesn't want to talk to you. If that person wants to talk to you, they'll approach you. I'm not going to this person and passing that information on. And it does seem at that point that may have been, if my phone was tapped, that would be why it was.
Paul Dadge, it was one of the people caught up in the aftermath of the terror attack on July 7th, 2005, which killed 52 people. His phone may have been hacked by a reporter or an employee of the tabloid News of the World. Thank you so much, Paul.
No problem.
Also with us now, media correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, Brian Stelter. You've been watching and tweeting about this whole thing quite a bit, Brian. I mean, you heard what Paul just said, that for him... The problem was that he was willing to talk to the media and was open,
right,
and yet they hacked into his cell phone anyway to get contact with someone who didn't want to speak to them. I mean, that seems to be the line for him.
And that's one of the lines for many of the people caught up in this. It's funny we say it wasn't just politicians and celebrities, because the hacking of their phones is also scandalous. But it really did take on a new... gravity when we learned about ordinary, innocent people who are not normally in the news, people who are not elected to office, who also had their phones tampered with. That is why we're at the point today where arrests are happening and this newspaper is closing.
Well, and they're not just ordinary citizens, though. I mean, we're talking about people who had been through terrible personal tragedies.
Love victims.
Yeah.
Right.
In many cases, these journalists may have been listening to messages that they were leaving, at very personal, intimate messages about some of the worst events of their lives. I mean, that in and of itself, for me, is personally horrifying.
And one of the concerns with the case of a missing young girl in Britain was that they were deleting messages that could have been giving them information about the disappearance. And the family believed that the girl herself was the person deleting the messages. That gave them false hope about the girl possibly being alive.
Well, I want to talk with you, Brian, about what this means going forward. You know, I mean, in the aftermath of Princess Diana's death, there was a lot of discussions about, had the media gone too far? Had tabloid reporters and paparazzi gone too far? And yet there wasn't really a lot of changes in the aftermath of that. Do you think that there's going to be a different result this time?
You know, I think there are many more shoes still to drop in this case. And I think the difference in this case is that we can sense the public pressure so much more effectively now. We can do that in one case because there's a pending satellite television deal that the News Corporation's trying to get through in Britain. Many thousands of people have written into the government in recent days to complain about that deal. But we can also hear public pressure in another way. We can hear it on the internet in a way we didn't have back when Princess Diana died. You know, we can see that advertisers are being encouraged to boycott News Corporation newspapers much more clearly than we used to be able to see that because of the internet. So I'm curious to see if public pressure can keep up on these newspapers. That may result in a more specific set of changes. The prime minister this morning did say he believes they need stricter regulations of the papers, and we'll see what form that takes in the future.
Speaking with Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, The New York Times, about the cell phone hacking scandal, which still continues to develop, not just in the UK, but around the world. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
We're back with Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the closing of the News of the World. That is one of Rupert Murdoch's many papers, the tabloid in the UK, and whose employees are accused of hacking into the cell phones of celebrities, crime victims, military families who've lost loved ones. Brian, you were talking about the fallout of what may happen in the days to come and what the people of the UK are demanding. And many people are saying that this closing, this very swift closing of the News of the World, is actually an attempt to close the book on this scandal. And in fact, the tabloid will come back under some other guise. Take a listen to this comment from Hugh Grant.
I strongly suspect that we shall presently be seeing the Sunday Sun. I mean, I heard on the radio that someone's spotted that only a few days ago SundaySun.com was booked as a domain name, mysteriously. And I think we should see this for what it is. It is a very cynical managerial maneuver.
Do you agree with Hugh Grant there, speaking to the BBC?
You know, I've tried not to form any strong opinions of my own here, but I was struck by the amount of cynicism right away. I mean, within a matter of minutes from the time that this newspaper's closing was announced. What Hugh Grant said was said by many people in Britain, many other newspaper reporters and editors, and by many here in the United States as well. You know, Rupert Murdoch is known to be a savvy businessman. So when he makes a decision, we look for the business implications of it. And in this case, Hugh Grant is right. That domain name is registered. The papers have been working for a while on integrating in themselves. And it makes a lot of sense. And in the coming weeks, we're going to hear about a Sunday edition of The Sun, which would essentially replace Sunday's News of the World. I think the other point on this is there is speculation. I don't know how seriously we should take it at this point. But there's speculation that when you do shut down your newspaper, you know, you may be able move along from this more quickly than you otherwise would. Whether that means liquidating the assets or not, I don't know. But, you know, this is deserving of skepticism because Rupert Murdoch has a history of being very savvy, very canny in his business decisions.
Which is one of the reasons why we call him a media mogul. He owns a number of papers, yeah, including the Wall Street Journal. So,
and by the way, his stockholders may respect him for that and appreciate him for that, but it's worth being skeptical.
Well, but Brian Stelter, media correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, do you think this will reach across the pond? I mean, are we going to see this actually affecting the bottom line of a paper like The Wall Street Journal?
At this point, it's an operational problem in the publishing sector, and the publishing sector is very small for News Corporation. Television and film are much more important. But if this begins to stain the rest of the company, then you could see it over time maybe affecting the company financially. I think at this point we're not there. I think at this point this is a public relations problem, but it's not yet a financial problem.
But you do think it will change, perhaps tighten restrictions on journalists, at least in the UK?
I think in the UK that is almost sure to happen. But what form those regulations take remains to be seen.
Brian Stelter is the media reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He's talking about the scandal still developing over the newspaper, The News of the World. News of the World will issue its final paper on this Sunday. The paper's been in existence for 168 years. Closed now because of allegations that its employees hacked into the cell phones of celebrities, politicians, and people who had been the victims not only of terrorist attacks, but whose family members had died overseas in wars. Thank you so much, Brian Stelter.
Thank you.